Well, again, I think the concerns that's been brought to us is somebody left, their salary was distributed as raises to everybody else, which was, you can do that. It was in your budget for this year. Replaced that person and added a new one. So with that same, our concern is next year, you may have to let one of those people go. So we just want to bring it to your
attention.
I know
what you're saying, but you've seen my department and how long people stay, and I'm still trying to get a good crew to stay. That's all I can say.
My concern, one of my concerns, Mr. Auditor, is you figured if it were a 2% increase to on how many employees did you figure that on?
Okay. I figured these numbers with 12 employees and one employer.
On 2%. So 2%. My concern is if when all the budget comes in and everything, and if we're able to give the employees a larger raise than what you have there, would the assessor have it in her budget for those employees to receive that raise?
No.
Pardon?
I don't think so, no.
Ask the question again, I do apologize.
If when we do all the budgets and go through everything at the end, if we find that, this is an if we find that we can give a larger raise than what you have figured in her budget there, the 2%, for the employees of the county, would the assessor have it in her budget to give her employees that raise?
Not with the projected estimate numbers that I presented to the commission, no.
And this is the first time, I mean, Friday I went and talked to the auditor about this, and that's when the first time I'm seeing what he's gotten projected. I did go before I hired these two, and this is just one person over what I had. And so I had actually talked to him about four people, and that's when he says, no, you can only do two. He didn't say I couldn't do the two I've got, so.
That's correct.
I would just like to take another week to go over where my, if we have the correct amounts in for, you know, like for the tablets when we pay the mobile to Ulrich and stuff, because I'm concerned that, because we're not paying anything else on those for 3 years, right, from the last contract. I just want to make sure that's reflected in the budget fund. So if I could have another week to look over what he's got, because I didn't have this information in writing before.
I think the purpose of today is, again, it brought to our attention, and we just want to make sure you're aware of it.
Okay.
My understanding is in August is when you asked, and he told you then that, no, the money wouldn't be there to do this. So the issues that the commission has to deal with is when it comes to budgetary, once the money's in there for that year, obviously, you have the ability to give the salaries. You could fire everybody and pay one guy $180,000. You wouldn't do that, but you have the ability to do that as an elected official. It's always the next year. And so we just want it known that our understanding is it was told, no, you can't do it. It was done. You may have the hard decision of finding out who you're going to allow.
I wasn't told, no, I couldn't do it. I can do four people. I could do two.
So I'm just telling you what we were told.
Okay.
But that was the purpose of today, is to make sure that you're aware of where everything's at with budget. Am I missing anything? Sheila, Mike, David?
I have a little concern is when the person left and you took that salary and dispersed it with all the other employees, at that time I said, aren't you going to need to replace? And you said, no, I don't. You explained how you were going to do it, and you were not going to need that person.
Right, not in that department. And also, I didn't want to lose the people I had. The people that I took from other places, we're getting paid $16 an hour.
Well, I'm just going on the statement. I apologize.
Okay.
But I'm just going on the statement that when I expressed that to you, you said, no, I'm not going to need to replace that person. You had another plan on how you were going to handle them. And now we're needing to replace that person and maybe another one.
Well, you're saying in personal property, I don't need anybody in personal property.
We don't need
no. No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
No.
Well, then I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying when that you was not going to replace the person, so you took the funds and dispersed it among the others.
Right.
And you said you did not need to replace that person. And now we need to replace that person, and we need another person. So that's my concern. And I understand you've been here just a little over a year, but we've got to be responsible with the dollars and the budget as a whole. And so our concerns for next year.
Okay.
Okay.
We're done.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Discussion of year-end closing of courthouse.
Was brought to our attention that December 31st is on Friday and January 1st consequently follows on Saturday. And typically when there's a holiday on Saturday, we close the courthouse on Friday. When there's one on Sunday, we close on Monday. It's vital that that the county collector's office is open on the 31st of December, which they always have. And proposing that if the courthouse stays open on the 31st and observe the holiday January 1st on the Monday, so that the assessor and collector and all of the staff needed will be here without any confusion.
Then you're putting off the commission meeting a day.
Yes, we did. We did that last week.
That'd be okay.
That'd be all right.
What does that do for the paid holidays for 2021 versus 2022? Do they miss a day, and it's just added to the next year?
Yeah.
That would happen occasionally when you're depending on how everything, how all your holidays follow.
I'm fine with that. I just want to make sure we can do that properly with our
budget. May be off by one day.
Right.
That may have to be addressed.
Is the New Year's holiday done for 2022?
I think both days will be under the same pay period.
Be the same pay period. Okay.
David, Sheriff, what did you say?
Go ahead.
I didn't understand.
I said I believe that, and I guess we'd have to discuss it with the payroll, but I believe when I actually had it.
He said it may be under the same accounts payable, though, so it wouldn't matter.
I'd spoken with accounts payable.
I would say that those 2 days would be under the same pay period, so
that's what I meant.
Budget factory would be on the same year for 2022.
Yes.
So,
is there any concerns with our policy saying they get so many paid holidays per year? No concerns? Okay. I mean, obviously, you need to remain open for.
I thought I'd already discussed it, and I was going to stay open and then just do a floating holiday for my employees. But
This would make it work.
It would be less confusing for
everybody.
It would allow the assessor's office to be there to serve the people for personal property if there was any problems. And
right. Everybody would be expected to be there.
Pardon?
The entire courthouse would be open.
Yes, yes.
If that's what the commission's going to do, I just recommend that that replacement day from the 31st to the, what is that, the
third,
that be clearly announced and communicated to all employees and citizens. That way there's no confusion about who that applies to or what that applies to. That'd be my only recommendation.
Does it need to be a motion or is this an administrative?
You're here.
Is there possibly any extra thoughts that other departments or elected officials would have an issue with? Might be something to consider before making a motion?
What I was told about from accounts payable and or people that benefits that deal with the employees, that the sooner that it was put on the calendar so that everyone can plan their time off for their holidays, the sooner it's on the calendar, the better, and then there shouldn't be any problem. We have, on the very week of, at times, closed an extra day, like Christmas Eve, didn't have too much advance notice on that.
Well, we don't get any notice either on the Thanksgiving when the governor, or doesn't they do a...
No, another deal.
That's something else.
All right.
That's different closing versus staying open.
Yeah. The big thing is making everyone aware and the public that you know when you're going to be there to serve them. Be on our website and posted that you'll be open December 31st and it'll be closed January 3rd in observance of the new year.
Would you like to make that motion?
I move that Taney County be open December 31st, 2022. And they close
21.
Thank you. 2021, and they are observing the New Year's holiday, January 1st, on January the 3rd, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
David, to address your concern, I think any office can, any elected official can close their office, or where the employee may not get paid, but they'd have, I'm sure they'd have other options available. So.
I've got 11:44 a.m. We'll be in recess. We're going to recess upstairs for, looks like, executive session, legal and personnel. We'll be in recess.